next guest, who is going to be performing at the Sellersville Theater. And she's got a show tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And in fact, you can get $5 off per ticket to see her by donating items for Last Chance Ranch Animal Rescue. And I'll tell you more about
that. Awesome.
Please welcome Elaine Boozler.
Yay!
Hello, Elaine.
Hi. I figured I'd benefit Last Chance Ranch because for some reason people always bring bales of hay when they come into my shows anyway. So I just thought, why not, you know, give it to someone who needs it?
Right.
So, or they bring like a riding crop or something. No, that's Judy Tenuta's show, who's also playing tonight.
That's a good friend
of mine.
That's cool.
You know, I live in L.A. and we do something similar to the Wigs for Kids. We get breast implants for six-year-olds who want to get into show business.
Sweet.
Yeah. It's been going well. They're all on Dance Moms now.
Is that show torturous? That
I don't know.
Moms?
You know, I'm still stuck on Hoarders. What the heck had to happen to you in your childhood that you can't throw out a dead cat?
I watch that show. It's pretty disturbing.
Why can't you throw out? My mother threw out my baseball cards. It's a dead cat. Yeah. Throw it away.
I've always been a huge fan, Elaine. For years and years, I remember going back. You know, you were in a cluster of comedians that were sort of seminal in my appreciation of comedy. You were around the
Textbook on me.
Who were your contemporaries?
I led Lewis and Clark across the
Lewis
Northwest
and Clark.
Passage.
No way. He was good pals with Sacagawea.
Yes, I was. That was my stage name at the time, Sacagawea. But I thought it sounded too Jewish, so I changed it.
But you were like Freddie Prinze and
Jimmy Walker
Robert Klein.
Well, he was before us
a little bit before
but
you.
But Jay Leno and David Letterman and Freddie and Andy Kaufman, of course. My best friend for a long time.
A genius.
And Richard Belzer. And some, you know, great people.
These guys were great. And what I loved about you is that you held your own with them. You started more as a singer and just got in. You were working, the door at a comedy club?
I was working the door. There was only one club in New York then. Comedy was like jazz. Nobody came out for comedy. It was like something, you know, three junkies sat through. anything you'd, like, think to go do.
Right.
It's like if you fell in, it was raining. You sat down, you know. But it just turned into that. And really, Andy heard me sing and said, you know, you really can't do that anymore. So, he said, but you make me laugh all the time. So that I kind of just backed into it, and the guys were great. And Richard Lewis, of course.
Richard Lewis,
one of my best friends. So,
it is funny. I read Steve Martin's autobiography and about being a stand up comedian. He said, when he got started, he's like, you didn't know where to go to do your
craft.
There weren't clubs.
You went to Hootenannies. It was kind of folk music. But he was also about 10 years before me. You know, I started a long time ago, but he was even a longer time ago than that.
And you described it well. I was reading an interview with you, and you said, at that time, no one knew you or you were incredibly famous.
That's all there was.
There was no middle ground.
Well, there was no cable TV. There was no electricity. No one had plumbing.
You were leading the patent to the Northwest Passage.
There was no internet. I had to go to the Northwest Passage to send a carrier pigeon out to tweet. He actually tweeted.
Appearing tonight in the Louisiana Purchase, Elaine Boozler.
On
a couple of side notes here, but I have to. This could be one of those wiki things that's completely inaccurate, but it says your husband, or I hope current, or maybe former, was the manager for the Doors.
Turn around, he's right out there.
He's
so much better to talk to than me.
Manager for the Doors.
He built the Doors into the Doors. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with them, and he's the only guy who had them when Jim was alive. And
who played him in the movie?
I know who it is.
It was Ally McGraw's son played him in the movie.
Oh, really?
Wait, Bill!
Who played you in the movie?
Who played you in the Doors movie? Who played you in the Doors movie? He's deaf, by the way, of course.
Okay.
Rock and roll.
I mixed right in front of the guitar amp.
Yeah.
Who played you in the movie?
Evans.
Robert Evans' son.
Robert Evans' son.
Ally McGraw, right? And Robert Evans.
I really thought I'd get to meet Ally McGraw.
Yeah. Did you have David Crosby here when he was...
Pierre Robert was a legendary.
Right. I lived with Pierre for... weeks on the road together.
Because I just wanted to say, I'm sure if he was on, he was rude, and Bill could just back that up. Bill actually threw Crosby in jail just to straighten him out because he knew he'd never be able to get clean and he'd die without the liver.
You're the one that did that?
Well, he was arrested for something in Texas, and
Bill let him stay so he can get clean and get him a liver.
If I made a contribution, it was that I worked out a way to get him sentenced to a hospital instead of to prison.
He credits that
That was the point. That
yes,
saved
he
his
that,
life.
But he doesn't credit.
Well, I have to quickly ask if it's even possible to put into a nutshell what it was like to work with the Doors. But what was that experience?
Well, I was 18 when I started, so it was just another step in. Oh my God! Now what do I do?
Yeah,
I went to the College of the Doors and learned the music business
and then
by
figured
becoming
it out.
Their manager.
Always, we've talked about this many times. It's obviously Jim Morrison. It's always the name mentioned, but it's the other guys were so
every guy was critical.
Yeah,
when
critical.
I saw the Doors without Jim playing at Universal Amphitheater. It was, I missed John Densmore more than I missed anybody else.
Wow. Yeah. Preston is a musician.
He made it elastic.
Yeah.
He made it stretch and flow, and he played to Jim, whereas this was, absolutely perfect time, and it lost its soul for me.
Wow.
And there's a woman at the Sellersville Theater tomorrow night.
We'll get to you in a minute.
Hey, you.
I don't know. Have to invite Jim Morrison.
No. I mean, I was always in awe. I was always in awe of Ray Manzarek. I thought the guy was just an amazing talent, just an incredible musician.
But completely different.
Yeah.
He was the structure, Robbie was the free form, and that chemistry of the four guys was what made it
and
magic.
And Jim was the magic.
I assume Elaine is very similar to Jim Morrison and the crazy story.
This is because I
he
trained
has come
with
home
Jim.
Several times to find me unconscious.
In tight leather pants.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the great thing about marrying this guy is, like, nothing I do is out there. When I used to date normal men, they go, you're crazy. But this guy, I mean, my dog died and I couldn't handle it. So I just about overdosed on the drugs that my dog left behind. My head's almost in the jacuzzi. My arm's in there. Anyone else would have called 911. He comes home. He lifts my head by the hair. He goes, you'll be all right. It's like there's nothing I can do that bothers him.
It's like Pulp Fiction with the needle in the...
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we're the reality show, but we don't let anybody in to watch us.
Right, exactly.
Well, there's a whole story to be told. I mean, you're at the there was a generation of comedians that you were a part of, and I've always been one of my favorites, and you
Thank
had the music
you.
Thing covered. You should have a reality show.
And you know where we met? Clinton's inauguration.
Is that right?
Is that hilarious?
Yeah.
I was hosting the Constitution Hall benefit for the night before the inauguration. They do all these huge balls, and he had a Crosby, Stills, and Nash on the bill, and that's how we met.
That's wild, and it's been blissful ever since.
Yeah.
We've been married on and off. Sellersville tomorrow night. Last Chance Ranch Rescue will benefit.
Wow. Now, who approached who to get this relationship started?
It was a complete accident.
Yeah.
Graham and Susan Nash saw her in the lobby and said, hey, you got to come with us. She said, I'm going to go down a little later. She said, no, we got a limo. You're coming with us. And so I went, okay.
Yeah. I'm of the people. I bought my inauguration tickets. I was walking to the bus to take the bus to go see the inauguration. This limo pulls up. They said, where are you going? I said, I'm taking the bus. They went, oh, for crying out loud, get in. I went, oh, I hate limos. Okay.
And so
I got in.
We get to, to the event, and it's hundreds of yards to walk in to get to our seats. And every 10 steps, somebody goes, hey, Elaine, you were great last night.
It was a four-hour Constitution Hall benefit.
Wow.
4 hours.
And, I mean, nobody noticed Graham, but everybody noticed Elaine.
Well, because that's the power of television.
That was the day I understood the power of television. And about, 100 yards into it, she turns around and says, I didn't. Anybody last night.
When we met, I get in the limo and Graham Nash, Susan introduces us. She said, this is Bill Siddons. He's the greatest date in the world. He's the most fun. He's never getting married. I said, good, me either. Okay, he decides to marry me 2 hours later. Here's why. We sit down at the inauguration. We're crying. I mean, I worked hard on Clinton's campaign. Please come to Sellersville. That was a long time ago. I had high hopes, as did we all. It's not my fault. Please come to Sellersville. So we sit down. We're watching the inauguration. We don't know each other. We haven't spoken a word to each other. We're just sitting there looking up. And they now introduce Maya Angelou as the new poet laureate of the United States.
I remember.
You could hear a pin drop. And she has written a poem called On the Wings of Morning for the inauguration. Haven't said a word to this man yet.
Yeah.
She walks out and she's very slow and deliberate. And she looks out over the crowd and she says, a tree, a river, and a rock. And she waits, and I lean into Bill, and I say, walk into a bar.
Oh, I fell off my chair.
And he said, I am going to marry this woman.
Oh, man.